Republicans have added hundreds of conservative judges to the bench during the Trump administration, and now a group of progressive activists is calling on the next president to turn the tables and start nominating a slate of liberal judges right away. The groups have already provided Joe Biden's transition team with more than 100 names of candidates who they say can help rebalance the federal bench. Christopher Kang is with Demand Justice, one of the groups that's been pushing this idea. Chris, welcome, and tell us how exactly you'd like to see Biden rebalance the courts.
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of different ways to look at how President Trump has shifted the courts. Judges are more conservative than they've ever been before. They are younger. They're also less diverse than we've seen in a generation. And so there's a lot that President Biden could do to help repair the balance and help restore the legitimacy of the courts.
And so groups like yours have put together a list for the president-elect. What kind of judges are on that list? Who do you want to see appointed?
Yeah, so there are a lot of organizations who are working hard to make sure that President-elect Biden has names of possible lawyers who could serve on the bench. And one of the things that we're looking at is professional diversity in particular. We know that judges throughout history, even appointed by Democratic presidents, have been overwhelmingly prosecutors or corporate lawyers. And there have not been enough lawyers representing individual people, not enough public defenders or plaintiffs' lawyers or labor lawyers or civil rights lawyers. And those are the kinds of people who are really going to be necessary to restore balance also to the kinds of lawyers who are represented on our judiciary.
Well, the Trump administration has made appointing conservative judges a cornerstone of its effort to cement its legacy. But in a way, it was able to do this because there were hundreds of court vacancies that they could fill. Trump has now filled many of them. So at this point, is Biden's opportunity even as close to the same?
Well, it won't be out of the gate. President Trump had well over 100 vacancies to start, and President-elect Biden will have somewhere in the 50 to 60 range. But over the next 4 years, a number of judges will likely retire, judges in particular who may have been appointed by President Clinton or even appointed by a Republican president, but didn't want to give President Trump an opportunity to nominate their replacement because they saw just how extreme his judges were. And so I think over time, there will be an opportunity for President-elect Biden to appoint a lot of judges and start to repair the balance in the judiciary.
Biden is a moderate politician. That's how and why he was elected. He's a Senate traditionalist. Do you think that he would be open to making the appointment of liberal judges a priority? I mean, is that something that you think will even be up front on his agenda?
I do. I really do. Because in part, I think that you have to look currently at his current cabinet. Again, it is very diverse, and there's some real progressive champions. There are champions on his economic team. His appointment of Representative Deb Haaland is the first Native American secretary anywhere, leading the Interior Department, sort of the way he's taking on climate change. He's starting to show that he understands that these big problems require big solutions. And you remember, one of Joe Biden's first jobs as a lawyer was as a public defender. He talks a lot about how he left the law firm to become a public defender. So I think he understands the importance of the courts. He was chairman of the judiciary when he was serving as a senator. And I think that with progressives really understanding and mobilizing around it in a way that we never have before, there's going to be a lot of pressure to make sure that President-elect Biden and the Democratic Senate have all the support they need to put these important nominees through.
Look, I mean, liberals were horrified at what President Trump did with his judicial appointments. You've laid that out. Progressives hated it. But would it really be different if progressives turned around and did the same thing? I mean, isn't this rush to appoint judges just kind of further politicizing the judicial system?
Well, I think that it depends on how you're looking at it. I think, first of all, Republicans have so politicized the judicial system that I think Democrats have to think about not allowing Republicans to play by one set of rules and Democrats be held by another. But also, it depends. Like, do I think that Democrats are going to do everything that Republicans have done? No. I don't think that Democrats are going to pick a lawyer who's been 8 years out of law school and has never tried a case and put them in as a trial court judge. I think there's sort of bare standards that Democrats will adhere to that will really make sure that the courts aren't too politicized. But I do think that they absolutely need to be putting more of a priority on judges. And that includes not just moving them more quickly, but again, thinking about how these judges can be reflective of the entire legal profession. So a different kind of judge, and really making sure that these vacancies are prioritized in a way that they weren't before.
How much of your plan hinges on the results of the Senate runoffs in Georgia? Because if Democrats don't get control of the Senate, it's going to be pretty hard to confirm the judges you want to see Biden nominate.
Well, obviously, a lot will depend on the outcome in Georgia. But I think our position is that regardless of the outcome, you know, President-elect Biden has to nominate the kinds of lawyers that he wants to see on the bench. He has to make very clear what a Biden judge looks like. And then it's going to be up to us in Demand Justice to sort of help, and other organizations to help corral the progressive energy that's moving around the courts and make sure that there's a lot of support to call out the hypocrisy of possibly not moving nominees and to really build a movement in order to get these nominees confirmed.
Christopher Kang, co-founder and chief counsel of Demand Justice, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.